Of course, if you want to follow an event like India's elections, you can do so pretty easily thanks to the internet. That's one way immigrants here in the U.S. can stay connected to their homeland. Here's another way. Soft drinks. Yeah, soda pop. Ethnic food stores carry lots of non-American fizzy drinks, the kind that remind immigrants of home. But San Francisco-based reporter Hana Baba couldn't find her favorite soda anywhere in the U.S. Lucky for her, she's back visiting her home country, the one place on Earth, apparently, where that soda is available, Sudan.
Meet Pazianos, my favorite soda on Earth. It's dark red, looks kind of like a black cherry punch. Describing how it tastes is the hard part. It's fruity with hints of cinnamon and licorice, and it's definitely very sweet. I've tried every red soda I've come across in the U.S., and there are many. Still, nothing tastes like it. Pazianos was born and bred in Sudan, but the soda's tale begins in Greece nearly a century ago. Greek merchants settled in Sudan during Anglo-Egyptian rule around 1930. One of those merchants who came here was named George Dimitri Pazianos. Young George Dimitri was obsessed with trying to make a fizzy drink for Sudanese people to give them a taste of Greece with a local twist.
He tried two drinks. He started with lemon.
Then ginger lemon.
And then Pazianos. Gradually, he concentrated only on Pazianos.
Rayed Masri is the operations manager at Pazianos in Khartoum. He says despite the coming of Coca-Cola and Pepsi in the mid-20th century, the drink still continued to enjoy a big loyal following. He remembers first tasting it in his school cafeteria. That's also where I got my first taste and was immediately hooked.
So most of the people who now really do like Pazianos, they grew up drinking Pazianos daily. In the school, with breakfast and lunch breaks and stuff.
Yes, we drank soda for breakfast. Of course, I have to ask him what the ingredients are that create the unique flavor. Well, I try.
What's in it?
That's a trade secret.
I knew you were going to say that.
In the factory, a seemingly endless stream of bottles is being filled with the sweet soda. The place smells like blackberry compote. The factory is producing 55,000 bottles an hour. Who I really want to talk to here are the famous Pazianos factory workers. It's low-wage work, but legend has it, the employees here are so loyal, they only leave if they're fired. There's a great respect and love for late founder George Dimitri, who was said to treat his workers like colleagues, not subordinates. And there's a pride, almost patriotic, in the brand being exclusively Sudanese. Abdullah Seed Ahmed is on a break from the assembly line, standing in the factory yard in a blue jumpsuit. He's worked here since he was 12. Now he's 64. He says he remembers drinking so much Pazianos in his youth, he would come home from playing soccer and his wife would say his sweat smelled like the soda. When I ask Seed Ahmed if 50 years of his life working here on the assembly line isn't enough, he looks at me startled. He says, where would I go? This factory is my home. This factory is Sudan. The other workers I met expressed a similar pride. Maybe the soda is so good it's worth almost anything to be part of the team that produces it. I ask forklift operator Misbah Ramadan to describe the taste. I can't describe it, he says. It's what you think it is. If you think strawberry, you'll taste strawberries. If you think cherry, you'll taste cherries. All right. At last, I get to enjoy a Pazianos for the first time in 3 years. I taste black cherry, I taste cardamom, and I also taste home. For the world, I'm Hanat Baba, sipping my Pazianos in Khartoum.
Yes, that's the stuff.
Have you discovered that amazing drink while living or traveling abroad? We want to hear from you. What's your favorite soda or other drink that you just can't get here in the States? I just tweeted mine at Marco Werman because I can't say it on the air. Tell us yours at PRI.org.